Senior Bowl coverage continues on Jaguars.com. J.P. Shadrick with Mike Mayock of the NFL Network, the best-dressed man in Mobile. How are you?
J.P., I'm good, man. How you doing?
Doing great. This is quite a unique week for the Jaguars. Of course, they're coaching this game. They brought two busloads of personnel people over here for this. What is the advantage of being so heavily involved in this game?
I think it's a great opportunity, and all 32 teams are represented here, but only two teams get the inside view, the Jaguars and the Falcons. And because David Caldwell and Thomas Dimitroff are good friends, they're also having a little extra. They're allowing each other in the meetings and on to practices. And so I think what you get if you're a Jaguar or a Falcon this week, I think you get an understanding of how hard these kids work. You get to see them in the meeting rooms. You get to evaluate how quickly they process information. So there's all kinds of inherent advantages, I believe, in coaching in the Senior Bowl.
Let's get to the most important position on the field, quarterbacks here this week. Mm-hmm. You've seen a couple of North practices. I don't know if you were at Fairhope the other day and saw the South yet. But of the three guys on the North side, who stood out today?
The three North guys are interesting because they all have holes in their game for different reasons, but they all have big arms. So over a two-day period, I mean, yesterday everybody was buzzing about Logan Thomas. Well, yesterday was a beautiful day, no wind. Today was a windy day. Logan Thomas had a tough day. Stephen Morris had a tough time in the wind today. I thought Taj Boyd today in the wind threw the most tight spiral and was the most accurate.
Mike Mayock is with us from the NFL Network. There's a lot of players here, of course, over 100. A lot of things to filter through. But who are three guys maybe under the radar that can have a big week this week and kind of raise their profile?
Well, I think the two guys that I would say have the most opportunity this week are Chantrell Henderson, a tackle from the University of Miami. He's had off-the-field issues. He's been inconsistent on tape, but he's got wonderful natural athletic ability. He's got to convince the scouts both on the field and off the field that he's an accountable young man. And if he does that, if he comes out of this week banging the table saying, "Hey, I'm a good kid. You can trust me. Look what I did this week." He's gonna make himself a lot of money because he's so talented. And the other one is Logan Thomas, the quarterback. He's just such an enigma. A couple of his tapes, he looks like a top five pick in this draft. Most of his tapes, he doesn't. So I think those two guys have an awful lot to prove. The other guy who I love and I hope has a great week is Chris Borland, the linebacker from Wisconsin, who kind of reminds me of Zach Thomas.
Mike, who are there's a couple of guys that didn't come to this game.
Yeah.
Big-time named seniors. What do they miss out on this week? And should all seniors be here?
Well, you can make an argument that if you're a top 10 pick, you're the number one guy at your position, and you don't have to – why even worry about an injury or any kind of downside? And I get all that. However, if you're not – a top 10 pick, you probably should be here. I mean, the A.J. McCarron to me is, why would you give up an opportunity to play in your home state and try to show people you're the number one senior quarterback? I don't understand why he's not here. Darquez Denard from Michigan State, who I love on tape, great press corner. Why aren't you here? I mean, you get a chance to show people. The one question on Denard is his off-man skills. Why wouldn't you come here and show people you can cover off? I don't understand why a guy who's a borderline first-round pick wouldn't be here trying to bang the table.
Mike, we always appreciate the time and look forward to your coverage in Mobile. Thank you.
Thank you, JP.
Mike Mayock from the NFL Network.